And welcome back to Access Cleveland this Sunday. It is Father's Day. And you know what? One of the things that you may hear on WZAK is that fathers matter. And that slogan is a tagline for one of our biggest supporters. That is the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative. And with us today, the director, the director of the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative, Mr. Al Grimes. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? Thanks so much for taking out the time, and thank you so much for doing what you're doing by bringing attention to fathers and helping those guys out there to be better fathers. So let's talk about that. Yeah. What made you get involved with the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative in the first place?
Well, the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative was developed in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the impetus behind the Fatherhood Initiative was then Commissioner Peter Lawson Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter had also been involved in the founding of the Ohio Commission on Fatherhood on a statewide level. So when we brought that to the county in 2004, Peter and I began this process together. Peter as the commissioner behind the initiative and me as the director from the inception.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both knew at that time that, you know, if we were going to make some progress in terms of family life and community life in the city of Cleveland and the county of Cuyahoga, that we had to address the issue of father absence. And, you know, we knew it was critical to start emphasizing how important it is for fathers to be involved in the lives of their children and their families.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about the work that you all do there at the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative. What type of programs are you offering?
Well, we offer a number of different programs, and we have four basic goals. One is to promote the importance of fathers being involved in their children's lives.
Right.
Our radio ads that we've been in partnership with you for a number of years,
yes,
and a number of other radio stations. Mm-hmm. We're getting the message out to fathers. If you're involved, stay involved. If you're not involved, get involved. It's critical. Second thing we try to do is make sure that the county is father-friendly when fathers come to the county for services and treated the same as mothers when there are children involved. And then the third thing we do is we fund programs to help fathers meet not only the financial needs of their children, but the emotional needs of their children as well. And I could talk more specifically about those programs as we go along. And then the fourth thing we do is we have an annual fatherhood conference to celebrate healthy father-child relationships, because we know that there are a lot of positive relationships out there between fathers and their children that you don't hear about on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, as a community, to strategize around the issue of father absence and really to come up with programs and policies that will ensure that every child in Cuyahoga County has a responsible, involved father in their lives.
Absolutely.
So those are the four basic goals behind the Fatherhood Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we do what we do is we know that when fathers are involved in their children's life, they're less likely to do poorly in school.
Right.
They're less likely to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're less likely to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're less likely to commit suicide. You know,
right,
all of the research tells us that when fathers are involved in their children's lives, they live a more positive and productive life.
Absolutely.
And so that's why it's critical, even though, you know, statistics today show us that the number of single parent households are increasing.
Yes.
You know, in Cuyahoga County, almost one in two households, 44%, are single parent households now.
Mm.
When you look at the city of Cleveland itself,
mm-hmm,
it's almost 65%. Almost two out of three households, you know, have single parent households, where, you know, the majority of them are the mother as a custodial parent, but in a lot of them, the father's a custodial parent as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what that says to us is we know how important it is for both parents to be involved. So we emphasize, you know, whether you're living in the same home as your child or not, even if you're the non-custodial parent, it's important for both parents to stay involved in raising the children, whether the mother is a custodial parent or the father is a custodial parent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's get into more depth about some of the programs that you were discussing that you guys offer there.
Mm-hmm.
So if let's say I'm a single father and I'm having trouble communicating with the mother of my child,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not getting the satisfaction that I want from the court system,
right,
how would you be able to help me?
Well, you know, we have a number of different programs that help fathers in a variety of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have two job training and placement programs,
mm-hmm,
where fathers are looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
They can go through, you know, a 30-day job preparation period, and then we place them in a job. We have a Prevent Premature Fatherhood program,
mm-hmm,
where we're out talking to teens,
mm-hmm,
about not becoming a dad until they're ready.
Yeah.
We have a Hispanic Fatherhood program, which is a 12-week curriculum aimed at Hispanic fathers specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We have a boot camp for new dads program, mm-hmm, at 9 hospitals around Cleveland,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, are letting fathers know, you know, how to handle a child safely,
mm-hmm,
how to deal with the emotional ups and downs that the mother-to-be is going to go through,
mm-hmm,
you know, what changes that, you know, when you become a dad, you know, what changes you're going,
right,
to have to make,
yeah,
in your lifestyle.
Yeah, because everything's going to change.
Everything changes. A lot of things changes. You,
yeah,
know? And your responsibilities change.
Mm-hmm.
We have a program for our Fathers and Families Together program,
mm-hmm,
which is a combination of workshops that include cooking with dads,
mm-hmm,
healthy relationships,
mm-hmm,
navigating through the system,
mm-hmm,
living with the law, a combination of different workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a variety of different programs. And then when you talk about, you know, having trouble seeing your child and things of that nature,
yeah,
you know, we have a program through our Office of Mediation,
mm-hmm,
that deals with custody and visitation. And, you know, if a father's having problems establishing his custody and visitation,
mm-hmm,
he can call our office and we can help him through this particular program.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that we do is make sure that fathers are aware of their rights, aware of the programs that are out there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, a lot of people don't know that in the state of Ohio, if a child is born to unmarried parents,
mm-hmm,
then custody goes to the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fathers have to take that one additional step to establish their legal custody and visitation rights,
gotcha,
through the court system,
okay,
so that they have equal parenting rights if they aren't married.
Right,
you know,
right.
We and as part of that same subject matter, we encourage all fathers to establish paternity,
mm-hmm,
you know, so that you do a number of different things.
Yep.
You know, you establish that you are definitely the father,
right,
of the child. Then the child has access to your medical records and say, for example, if you need to get blood at some point.
Right.
And the other thing is it gives the child a sense of identity as,
right,
who both of their parents are.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell families all the time,
mm-hmm,
you know, especially some women who have sons that have children,
mm-hmm,
who, you know, are under the understanding that that's their grandchild. Well, you know, in the eyes of the law, if your son has not established paternity, you know, you're not legally,
wow,
the grandmother.
Wow.
You know, so there are a lot of things involved,
yeah,
in not only establishing your rights as a parent, but also things that can take drama off the table,
mm-hmm,
between you and the mother's wife.
Absolutely.
Well, and the child's mother.
Right.
For example, you know, if you establish paternity that says that you are, you know, the father of the child,
mm-hmm,
number one. Number two, you know, you go through the court and you establish your legal rights as the dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number three, if you have the child and you're working and able that you pay child support,
mm-hmm,
you know, then, you know, you're on equal footing with the mother. You can take,
right,
you know, you can take all of the drama off the table.
Right.
Because now both of you legally, not only biologically, but both of you are legally the parents of the child.
Absolutely.
And then when some things come up, you know, as whoever the non-custodial parent is, whether it might be the mother or the father, you can then, you know, honestly say, well, listen, you know, legally, I have the same rights to the child as you.
Right.
You know, and then that takes a lot of the drama off the table.
Right.
It takes excuses off the table,
mm-hmm,
and those other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have... you know, another program that we have that has been very successful is we have a Healthy Fathers program,
mm-hmm,
where we have fathers involved in 3 K-8 schools,
mm,
you know, working with the teachers, volunteering at the school, getting involved in their children's educational process.
Yeah.
Because we think that that's very, very critical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell dads all the time, and I've said this before, You know, I'm not necessarily impressed about the types of tennis shoes that you brought your children.
That's right.
Or the types of jeans that you bought them, you know.
Right.
Some Rockerwear jeans.
Right.
You know, tell me, you know, what's your child's homeroom teacher's name?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Let us know what they got on their last science test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us know who their best friend is, why.
Yeah.
And why.
Right.
And then we know, you know, you're involved as a parent.
Completely, yes.
You're involved as a parent. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, having programs to meet, help fathers meet both the emotional
yes.
and financial needs of their children.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of something that helps do that. So, and then we have a Strong Fathers program, which mm-hmm. is a 24/7 dad curriculum out in the community. And then finally, we have a supervised visitation program through the Domestic Violence Center, where for one reason or another,
yeah.
the non-custodial parent can't see the child without a supervised environment. Mm-hmm. They can do that there. That also offers an exchange program mm-hmm. where on the weekend, just say if I'm the non-custodial parent and I want to come to pick mm-hmm. up my child at the mother's house, but every time I come, there's some drama.
Right.
Okay. Now,
right.
maybe the new boyfriend, maybe we just can't get along.
Right.
Well, then there's an opportunity for that exchange to take place at a third party neutral site where we're documenting.
Mm-hmm.
We're documenting what time you dropped the child off, what
yeah.
time you got picked up, you know.
So
those things
all
can come up, you know.
Absolutely,
every
yeah.
every time I come to pick the child, you're not there for, you know, you're not there for a couple of hours.
Right.
Or every time you're supposed to come to pick the child up, you're late.
Right.
Well, this takes all of that off,
exactly.
the, you know, off the table because right. somebody's there and said, oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
You're supposed to be here at 5 and you got here at 6.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So. You know, so those are, you know, some examples, you know, of the programs that we fund,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I always like to say that, you know, our the Fatherhood Initiative is not, you know, it's not an African-American program,
mm-hmm.
it's not a Caucasian program, it's not a Hispanic program, it's open to all dads
mm-hmm.
in the county, you know, who are looking for assistance in becoming a better dad.
Right.
And becoming involved in their children's lives.
That's amazing. So you guys got everything covered as far as, if you need help in any area in becoming a better father, then definitely contact the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative, which brings me to our next topic. You guys got a big event going on. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the
it's premiere
okay.
of a fatherhood documentary called Fatherhood 101.
Oh, yes.
That
yes,
was
yes.
filmed here in Cleveland for in the year 2012 over an 8-month period. The film was done by Greenhouse Studios mm-hmm. out of Burbank, California. And what the film does is it highlights the programs funded by the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative, some of the dads that are involved in that. And the film follows them through, you know, several months
mm-hmm.
and shows the impact that the fatherhood programs have had them. Also in the documentary are testimonials
mm-hmm.
from fathers around the country on the importance of fatherhood. Some celebrities that are giving testimonials
mm-hmm.
are Alan Thicke,
mm-hmm.
Lance Henriksen,
mm-hmm.
Who was in some of the Star Trek movies, Lee mm-hmm. Daniels,
mm-hmm.
who was the award-winning director of Monsters Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese Gibson is in the mm-hmm. film. So there are a number of celebrities in the film, you know, talking about the importance of fatherhood.
Yeah.
So, you know, the documentary is premiering in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a number of events that
yeah.
we're involved in around Father's Day, you know, highlighting the importance of fathers being involved in their children's lives
mm-hmm.
and celebrating those fathers who are doing the right thing. Because, like I said before, there are a lot of fathers out there,
right.
you know, who are involved on a daily basis. Not only being involved on a daily basis, but mentoring other children.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to talk about those success stories.
Absolutely.
Which I don't think we do enough.
Right, right. Totally agree. Totally
so
agree.
Those are some of the other events, some of the events that are coming up on
mm-hmm.
Hook.
Yeah.
But, you know, on Father's Day itself, you know, I just want to encourage
mm-hmm.
all dads out there. You know, it's important to be involved in your children's life on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But on Father's Day, you know, make sure you
right.
know, that you spend some time with your children.
Right.
You tell them you love them. You know, you tell them that you're there for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, at any time. You know,
yeah.
one of the reasons that I have such a passion for what I do is, number one, you know, the relationship that I have with my two daughters, which
mm-hmm.
I think is very, very, very special
mm-hmm.
and very important. and the relationship that I had with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who my dad was my hero, my dad was my protector.
Yeah.
You know, so I know, you know, the influence a good father can have on their children.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Father's Day, spend that special time with the dad and children.
Right.
You know, take that opportunity, you know, to tell your dad that you love him on Father's
right.
Day if he's involved.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of like a two-way street.
Right.
You know, we have a father's walk every year in the month of September, where we have about 80 schools involved,
mm-hmm.
where the fathers walk their children to school.
I've noticed, you know, I've seen that last year.
We do that.
Yeah.
And at one particular school, in one school in particular, one of the things that we do is when the children and the fathers are in the same room, we take that time to tell the dads, look their children in the face and say, "Hi, I love you."
Mm-hmm.
We take the time for the children to look back at their dads and say, "I love you." And, you know, as a result of that, you know, no child or no father mm-hmm. in that room can ever grow up and say, "I never heard
right.
my dad say, I love you."
Right.
All right. Or the child can, the father can say, "I never had my daughter say, I love you."
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we get older, we hear those stories, right?
Right. Yeah.
We do.
Absolutely.
From time to time.
Absolutely.
We hear people say, "Well, I never heard my dad say, you love me." You
know, yeah.
You love me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we take that time to make sure that that happens.
Yeah.
You take that time to make sure that that happens. So
that's a beautiful
you
thing.
Know, you know, yeah. I just want to tell, you know, people out, mm-hmm. the public out there, that a lot of fathers think that their particular situation is unique.
Right.
And it hasn't, you know, no one has had to deal with it. That's probably not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get over 2,000 calls a year
mm-hmm.
from dads on issues ranging from looking for a job to, you know, wanting some help with custody and visitation. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's as simple as the fact that, you know, the mother of the child suddenly died.
Mm-hmm.
And now the father's got that responsibility.
Right.
As
right.
Now becomes the custodial parent.
Right.
Or, you know, as much as we don't like to think it, sometimes the mother will just drop the child off with the dad and say, "Hey, look, mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Right.
You
right.
take care of it."
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we help fathers be prepared for those particular circumstances or give them the skills that they need
mm-hmm.
in the event, you know, that those things happen. So whatever the situation might be, we probably at mm. some point in time have had to deal with that issue.
Right.
And we can probably, you know, help a dad out with whatever issue, you know, they're dealing with. So, you know, don't think that your problem is unique.
Right.
You know, one of our mottos or slogans is, you know, if you have issues, we have answers.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to pick up the phone and call.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right. So let's actually talk about that. So let's give the information one more time. Let's give you guys website, give your phone number one more time
yep.
in case any fathers out there want to get in touch with you if they want help.
Go ahead.
Once again, our number at our office is 216-348-3967.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on our website at fatherhoodinitiative.cuyahogacounty.us
mm-hmm.
or you can simply call 211.
Excellent.
First call for help. Take advantage of seeing this amazing documentary called Fatherhood 101.
And we're going to be talking to the director of this film as well, Marquette, on Access Cleveland. Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Marquette Williams, who's mm-hmm. the director, who happens to be an African-American young man
mm-hmm.
who grew up in Twinsburg, Ohio.
Yep.
So Marquette was the director of the film and did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job of capturing the essence of what it means to be a responsible, involved father.
Right.
And the flip side, you know, some of the things that children miss out on.
Right.
If they don't have a responsible father involved in their children's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. All
yep.
right. Al Grimes, I want to thank you so much, sir, for coming out.
Yeah.
You helped a lot of people with what you said today and what you've done for years with thank the Cuyahoga you. County Fatherhood Initiative. Please keep it up. We appreciate you.
We appreciate it. And like I said, we help about 5,000 dads a year. So
mm-hmm.
since we've been in this field, you know, that's about 50,000 folks
yes.
that we've helped. And we want to continue, you know, doing the work that we do. And I also want to thank you, Matt. And I want to thank the station, 93
mm-hmm.
FM, because we have been a partner with you
mm-hmm.
since we began this journey in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to working with you and the mm-hmm. folks at your radio station as we go forward for years to come.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. Thank you, sir.